This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. I'm Emma Choi, and welcome to Everyone and Their Mom from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This week, we're talking about the hottest new thing in puzzles with Wait Wait panelist, comedian, and a woman who I think, and I cannot stress this enough, should never operate a forklift. It's Maeve Higgins. Hi, Maeve.
Beep, beep, Emma.
Don't.
That was me reversing. That was me reversing into the studio on my forklift.
Well, that's the sound I'm going to hear in my nightmares. So thank you so much. But Maeve, this week I'm coming to you with some huge news from the puzzle world.
Great.
You can now buy a 60,000-piece puzzle. The future is now.
Wait, that's like, how many pieces did you say? 60,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think the most I might have ever done is 600.
Okay, you might have some trouble. Let me tell you a little bit more about this puzzle so you can decide, okay? So, I mean, first of all, who doesn't love a good jigsaw puzzle, right? It's meditative, it's tactile, and buying one is the perfect way to show the world, hey, I'm a little lonely. And I can say that,
yeah.
Maeve, because I love jigsaw puzzles. And yeah, maybe I am a little lonely. So you can imagine my excitement when I found out that Costco is now selling a 60,000-piece puzzle.
Hubba. Hubba.
Yes.
Is that an old lady propensity, or is it like actually just a thing that you've done all your life?
I think that it is something I've done my whole life. Okay,
yeah.
Well, so something we've been talking about is that puzzles are, you're either a puzzle person, like you love puzzles, or you've never been into them. Which one are you?
You know, I love doing things that involve just like sitting extremely still, almost pretending I don't have a body and just moving the very tops of my fingers. That's why like I write a lot, like I knit a lot, I just text on the phone. So I think I could do puzzles, but they seem a bit too physical for me.
This is more, it's not just fingers, it's arms.
Arms, you have to reach.
Pretty sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too, I'm not like an athlete in that way.
Sure. You're not D1 that way. And I respect that.
But I mean, if it just meant that I could just kind of like glance over and say to you like, Emma, over there. You know, left, 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 something like that. If I could guide you towards it, or if I had a little clipper, you know, like a little tongs in my hand that I could pick the pieces up. But if I had to be standing up, reaching across, sitting back down.
You know who you would like is my grandfather, because the way he does puzzles, okay, one hand, tweezers. Other hand, red wine.
Oh, legend.
And he puts it one by one, and he calls me sometimes, and he's like, Unju, this puzzle came with only not all the pieces. Like, they gave me the wrong puzzle. So I go over there and I look, and he's taken the tweezers and smushed the pieces into the places to make sure they fit. Not remotely the same color. So I go, Epi, are you colorblind? Two, this is not how you do puzzles. So
he's like, another malfunctioning piece.
He's never the problem to himself.
I love that confidence.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Last time you did a puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go? What's your process?
The last time I did a puzzle, it was with a 6-year-old, and it was a Disney princess puzzle.
Okay.
So I was like, all the redhead one together.
You know, so you sort.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay, me too.
I'm trying to think when I did the puzzle with the 6-year-old, mm-hmm. I beat her so.
That idiot.
It was epic. No, to be honest, she did win that one. But my, you know, because she was, I guess, racing. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, I'm going to get, you know, yeah. This is Ariel, you know, and this is Belle. And I wasn't totally familiar. I was like, is she from Frozen? And she was like, what? You know, so I was at a disadvantage because I'm not a 6-year-old myself.
Yeah.
And also, I think she had done that puzzle before a number of times. She just seemed to be very fast. Mm-hmm. So we fell out over that. We did, you know, and yeah. I haven't really been in touch with her.
Yeah. And I that's hard. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for her.
Yeah. Who do we think this puzzle is for?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. What prince, what nerd prince has, like, a casual 600 to drop on a puzzle, right? And I don't know, but I want to be that nerd prince so bad.
Yeah.
It sounds so cool.
Yeah. It's a real, like, you know, commitment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, some people, they're like, I'm going to have a child. or like, I'm going to buy my mom a house,
yeah.
You know? But this is more like, it's less like that, I suppose.
A little bit. Maeve, apparently, if you buy the sucker at Costco, if you buy two, you can save a whopping $10. So, are we doing this?
Are you allowed to buy two, or is it like a
you
really...
You can buy two. Sometimes,
like, if something's very precious, you're only allowed one per customer.
No, I mean, they're offering a deal. So I really think we should jump on this. I got the email from the mailroom to say it was here, and I immediately knew which package it was. We, of course, sent this puzzle to my dorm room. And it is one heavy boy. It says it's 100 pounds. On the box, it says two-person lift required, 100 pounds. Will you open the door for
yes,
me?
Yes, I will.
Cool. I'm here with producer and newly minted lighthouse expert, Wilder Fleming. We're going to gather the puzzling community of Boston and just, you know what, build this freaking puzzle together. Just it's truly the size of the back seat. I know. Okay, I'm out of breath. Okay, so the puzzle's in the car and we're heading to the meeting spot. Basically, what I've done is put up flyers, message people on Facebook, harass all my friends, get everyone I could think of together so we can build this thing. When it was all said and done, we got like 25 people to come. That's more friends than I've ever had.
Wait till tell me it's a puzzle thing.
It sure is.
Hi, welcome. All right, so we're in this event hall right now, and people are coming in. Puzzlers are very nice, so everyone's helping us set up. We've got about 15 big round tables, kind of like a Knights of the Round Table vibes. And people are coming in, parka after parka, and everyone wants to get their hands on this baby.
Does everyone want to convene to watch the unboxing of the puzzle?
Thank you everyone for coming. Today we're doing the 60,000 piece puzzle from Dowdle Puzzles. It's 60 individually wrapped 1,000 piece puzzles, so it's a lot. Let's do it! Yay! Oh my god. Wow, the world's largest puzzle. And it's going to be 8 feet by 29 feet. Whoa! Yay! Woo! Okay, I guess before we start, our general strategy is that we're going to sort, and then we're just going to go ham. Good strategy?
Yeah.
Great. So inside of this box are puzzles 1 to 20, 2 to 20, 1 to 40, and 41 to 60. Okay, so, cool. Who wants one? One! Two! Who wants two?
Plastic, so we know which one is which.
Yeah,
two.
Nice. Who wants
I'll take
three?
I'll take eight.
Okay, eight. Three.
Yeah, I'm Griffin Andres. I'm a lifelong puzzler. My aunt would always have this nook in her house where there would always be a puzzle ongoing. It's a very wintry, sort of homely, comfortable activity. So I jumped at the chance. Especially, I've never understood a puzzle of this magnitude. So it's exciting just to see.
This is my puzzle.
Griffin, can you describe the energy in the room right now?
Definitely very intently focused. People here are serious puzzlers, it seems. I'm pretty intimidated if I were to be completely honest.
If there were 60 people here, piece of cake.
I'm Linda Chin, C-H-I-N, and I'm from Cambridge.
And I often do 500-piece puzzles because I like to finish them in a sitting. So if my husband's binge watching a show and I don't particularly like it, but I want to be in the same room, I'll be doing my puzzle and then I'll look up occasionally and say, there's a lot of sex in Game of Thrones. You know, I was like, okay, but, you know. But I like to complete things. That's why people like puzzles.
Cold refreshments also, is that true?
Yes, we're on our way to go order pizzas. It is a much bigger puzzle than I originally anticipated. But there's one family particularly that I feel like has a lot of potential, the Borgards.
I noticed you guys were really going at it.
Yeah. Are you guys a puzzle family?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. We're pretty intense, I guess, when we do them. So we don't do that many, but we're kind of full body when we do.
Yeah, there's a hardness in your eyes right now.
Do you think we're going to finish today?
No.
Okay, how much do you think we're going to get done?
We're going to get done maybe 2 panels.
Okay. Well, good luck, you guys.
And then they're like, you want to ride?
Basically, we didn't really get close to finishing at all. I think we're probably like 1/18th the way there. So I'm looking at this room, and it kind of feels like that point of the movie where like all the Avengers are dead, and there's like one kid waiting on the street to be rescued. So the vibe is a little defeated. So I decided that I had to inspire and reassure them one more time. Hey everyone, it's 5:53, so we got 7 minutes, which I know we're gonna finish the puzzle in. Yeah. So before we end, we have a couple questions for you guys. I don't know what to do with this guy now. Do you have any suggestions of where it should go? Please help me.
Would you be willing to ship it to someone?
Maybe.
Who you think? I'm part of a group called the USA Jigsaw Puzzle Association. If anyone's interested, it's like $15 a year and they host one of the events. But they have a Facebook page. If you post it in there, someone might take it.
So interesting. Interesting. Would I be feeding Big Puzzle Corporation America, though?
No, they're a nonprofit.
Interesting. Okay, it's on the list. My only worry is that now that I am the owner of this puzzle, it feels like a curse upon my family.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of transferring it onto another innocent person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a burden.
Could you find a person you...
An enemy? Yeah. That was the perfect idea. So, you know what? This baby's going out to Elon Musk. Let's see you try to solve this, money boy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
And now it's time for the most puzzling part of the podcast, the credits. This show was brought to you by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This episode was produced by Haley Fager and Ojal Lopez, with help from Wilder Fleming, Blythe Robertson, Lillian King, Sophie Hernandez-Simeonides, Olivia Oldham, Chris Danforth, and Timothy Chalamet. Our supervising producer is Kelly Wessinger, and our male feminist is Mike Danforth. So brave! Once again, Lorna White, you are our sound wizard. We worship you. Thank you. Thanks to Dowdle Puzzles for creating the most cursed thing I now own. And to the Fellowship of the Puzzle, thank you for spending 6 hours of your lives working on this monster with me. I love you all like brothers, and now we share a traumatic experience. Thank you to my co-host, comedian, Wait Wait panelist, and yarn heiress, Maeve Higgins. Her new album, A Very Special Woman, is now on Bandcamp. I'm Emma Choi, and you can find me at Wait Wait NPR and deep in the Mojave Desert, digging a shallow grave to finally lay this puzzle to rest, far from any wandering witness's eyes. Okay, that's it. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the NPR Wine Club. Get the world of wine delivered to your door. When you join the NPR Wine Club, you'll receive the stories behind every bottle and favorite NPR shows and personalities arriving in liquid form, like Weekend Edition Cabernet and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Zinfandel. The NPR Wine Club is a delicious way to support NPR's programming. If you're 21 or older, uncork a special offer at nprwineclub.org/podcast.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.